Madam Chair, if I may, in my just limited time I have left, I have a couple of other issues that I'd like to touch upon. I have learned a great deal about the important work being done every day by the outstanding men and women of the Department of Energy. I've spoken several times to Secretary Moniz about the operation. I've spoken to his predecessors. And if confirmed, my desire is to lead this agency in a thoughtful manner, surrounding myself with the expertise on the core functions of the department. My past statements, made over 5 years ago about abolishing the Department of Energy, do not reflect my current thinking. In fact, after being briefed on so many of the vital functions of the Department of Energy, I regret recommending its elimination. If confirmed, I will enter this role excited and passionate about advocating and advancing the core missions of the DOE, drawing greater attention to the vital role played by the agency and the hardworking men and women who dedicate themselves in pursuit of these missions. Second, let me speak to the issue of climate change. I believe the climate is changing. I believe some of it is naturally occurring, but some of it is caused by man-made activity. The question is how we address it in a thoughtful way that doesn't compromise economic growth. It affects the affordability of energy or American jobs. In Texas, we've got a record of taking action to address environmental challenges, including climate change. And despite this fast-growing population, and I might add, one of the largest petrochemical refining industries in the world, we saw our climate and our air improve during that period of time. We reduced carbon output by 17%, sulfur dioxide by 56%, nitrogen oxide by 66%. We decommissioned 137 of these older, dirty burning plants, Senator. I mean, we did it by using incentives to move to new technology and clean technology, such as clean coal and carbon capture and underground storage. In Houston, there's a $1 billion Petronova plant that's going to be opening soon using carbon capture sequestration. We're also using that carbon that's then injected into wells for secondary and tertiary recovery operations. I signed a law into place to retrofit some 15,000 engines under the Texas Emissions Reduction Plan, and we provided incentives for energy and efficiencies. Our willingness to develop natural gas and tap shale formations have helped not only Texas reduce its carbon footprint, but other states and Mexico as well. But we truly advocated an all-of-the-above strategy, reducing carbon emissions not just through development of cleaner fossil fuels, but through the development of renewable resources as well. During my time as governor, Texas took the national lead in wind energy development, now produces more wind, as Senator Cornyn reminded you of, than five countries. When it comes to climate change, I'm committed to making decisions based on sound science that also take into account the economic impact. We need an energy policy for the 21st century that is focused on promoting American energy in all forms. I am committed to working with this committee and the incoming administration to do just that. Senators, this is an historic time for America and for the energy sector, and I would be honored to be a part of that. Thank you.